And good afternoon, everybody. It is time for the 60 Sports Show. I'm Brett C. Rama Peru to my right, Coach Burrows hanging out in the back, and we are ready to talk a ton of sports with you. We've got Southwestern, Cali, college basketball, college football, NBA, NHL playoffs. We've got a ton to talk about, but right now we have a guest on the phone. Of course, he is the voice of the Southwestern College Mound Builders, also the voice of the Winfield Vikings, and, you know, all-around voice of pretty much anything, Kurt Caden. How you doing, Kurt?
I'm doing great. I feel like when you do your intro, when you lead into the show, there should be trumpets as you introduce Rama and Coach Burrows. There should be trumpets blaring and maybe rose petals being thrown at the floor of these gentlemen because they are royalty.
That's why we have you on the show. Thank you very much.
If you're going to throw something on the floor, throw $100 bills on the floor. I don't need no rose petals.
Yeah. I thought maybe Cheetos or something, but that's...
Maybe that'd be better than rose petals.
And we were gonna have a trumpet, but Gonzo canceled on us. So.
Oh, Gonzo! Yeah,
darn it.
My favorite Muppet. Gonzo, my favorite Muppet.
Me too. That's scary, Kurt, but that's...
That is.
There must be the nose. I don't know.
this interview's drying up real fast.
Yes, it is. And Kurt, we're gonna get straight to it and talk a little Southwestern. Rama's got some stuff here. Let's see, track and field. Southwestern wrapped up the competition at the 2026 KCAC Outdoor Track and Field Championships, and of course that was hosted by Friends University. And the Mound Builder men finished 13th with 5 points, and the women they tied for 11th with Bethany College after scoring 2 points. And what else is happening on campus over there, Kurt, right now?
Well, you know, on the track and field part, I just wanted to give a couple of athletes. I know the track and field is not where it once was, and I know we're building for that. But like Malia Pearson received honorable mention in the discus, placing seventh. She threw a PR in that KCAC championship, and she's got real promise. And J.J. Crawford is a freshman jumper for SC. And he placed sixth in the long jump, jumped 6.89 meters. So, you know, there's some upside there, which is fun to see. Men's and women's golf wrapped up last week, I guess it was. And so, you know, all the spring sports are pretty much all, they are all wrapped up here at Southwestern. And now I look at the buildersports.com and I see August 29th, Southwestern football at Bethel. I mean, we're already starting to look ahead.
Hey, Kurt, tell us, you know, the track and field program. You talk about how it's not where it used to be, but they're trying to build back up to that. Does Coach Helmer have still a hand a little bit in the track and field side of things? Does he still show up to some of those meets? And, you know, I still look back at the years that Jim Helmer was the coach there, and I look back at it in awe at what he was able to accomplish.
You know, Robin, you and I were here, of course, through not all of it, but through a lot of that, all those championships and everything. And you know, I think it's one of those things, maybe you don't appreciate it as much while it's happening.
Right.
And now it's been a little bit, we've been removed from that for a while, to be honest. And I know some alumni are like, wow, why, you know, we're not where we were. And to keep that level that Jim Helmer and Mike Kirkland did here at Southwestern is just... probably too much to ask, and to be honest, it's been tough to find the right coach that fits right in. It's getting harder and harder, I feel like, these days. I think at the private school level, to bring in coaches, and you know, there's a lot of demands, not only just to bring in the athletes, but the right athletes, and you know, with scholarships and everything. I know Matt O'Brien's had his hands full there, and he's been trying and trying, and it's just not quite as easy as it may sound, you know.
Oh, for sure.
And you know, Coach Burrell's been able to tell you, you know, of course he's left and he's replaced Coach, and you've worn the hat of athletic director for a little bit, and it is hard. It is hard to replace someone that's a legend or someone that's really set the standard for whatever sporting program.
I think what the thing is. Those guys at Southwestern made it look so easy that everybody thought they could come in and do the same thing, and it's not that easy. So
yep.
That could get you in trouble. And, you know, I mean, it's different now. The landscape's different now. Guys coming in and staying 30 years at one spot, that doesn't happen all the time either. So your rollover and hit back-to-back-to-back-to-back home runs with hires, it doesn't happen nowadays.
Okay. How are, well, how, and, oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, go right ahead, Kurt.
Well, I was just going to say that, yeah, that's why I truly embrace, like, Matt O'Brien's longevity as the men's basketball coach. You know, I know at some point it'll end, but just loving every time I hear, yeah, I'm back for another season. Brad Griffin on the football side, like Coach Burrow said, like, it's just, especially I feel like at this level, and I see it throughout the KCAC and a lot of NAIA, and Coach Burrow probably knows this too. I mean, coaches a lot of times are eager. They don't want to just settle at an NAIA school. They have those D1 aspirations, kind of like athletes. And, you know, that's why I'm excited with Josh Birch on the women's program, because he said he settled in. This is where he wants to be. And I'm excited for that. And so you just don't get that. But he's a little bit of an older coach. He's not a 25-year-old coming out, you know, ready to go. So it's a different landscape.
They got gunslingers, and those gunslingers want to come yep. in and build it and move on, and that's the way it is now. And it's okay. I'm fine with it.
Sure.
Hey, Kurt, how's the training center coming along there? I know I drove by there not too long ago, and you see it's looking really good out there in the football facility, but how's that coming along?
The DeHaven Center. Brad Griffin, when I asked him about that, he's just like, oh, we can't wait. We're just, you know, because there was talk. I had heard talk that it might be open for the fall of this past season, and we're still working on it. And, you know, things take longer in this day and age. They're excited. What's also exciting is Locke Schnelly, our trainer, our everything guy here, they figured out where to put now long jump pits and whatnot, because with the DeHaven Center, it took out the jumping events and and the throwing events. And so, to be honest, I'm not exactly sure where they put them, but I think by next year for the high school and the college, you'll be able to use Jant Stadium again for track meets. But for the last 2 years, I haven't been able to, and I know the good folks at Cowley and Arc City have helped out with some things with Winfield being able to go down there. So it's been a challenge. It's been a process. I don't, my construction hat isn't very good, so I don't know what all goes into it. But you know, of course, you know, you need the donations and whatnot, and folks are still, you know, if people want to buy a locker or something and have their name memorialized on there, they can. But it's going to be really cool. I think it'll be open for this upcoming football season.
Yeah, Kurt, I heard the throwing events are going to be held in your office from here on out.
Only if I'm throwing. That would be long enough. But other than that, I don't think so.
Boy, I want to get to your office. It's got room for that in there. Okay.
It's like the president.
That's more of a cut on my inability to throw or jump.
So much room for activities.
Me, Brett C. and I could have a good competition at who could maybe jump the lightest.
Yeah, it ain't going to be me, that's for sure. Rama, tell us what's happening at Cali, and Kurt, you can feel free to jump in any time here. Go ahead, Rama.
You got it. Well, actually, today the Tiger baseball team, they finished the regular season with a record of 33-21, are in the number 5 seed in the District Plains Tournament, and they're going to host 12 seed Dodge City today. Will be the first game in the best of 3 sub-regional. The winner, and that game's at 2 o'clock today, and the winner of this best of 3 will advance to play next week at Wichita State University. The Cali softball team's 30-21. They defeated Neosho 4-0 last night in the first round of the district tournament. The Lady Tiger softball team earned the second seed. They're going to face third seed Kansas City tonight at 5 o'clock to try to keep winning in advance there. Tiger women's tennis team had 4 singles players and a doubles team play second at the national tournament, and they finished as the national runner-up as a team in Sumter, South Carolina. The number 5 ranked Tiger men's tennis team will compete at the national tournament May 11th through the 15th in Plano, Texas. And the Tiger track and field teams hosted the Region 6 Conference Championships last week, and it was a big event to have all those schools here. A lot of work done by Coach Reith and his staff, and they did a great job putting that on. And the Tiger track and field teams had some really good performances. They were led by freshman Kimoria Burnham, finishing as the conference and region champ in the pole vault. And also the Tiger men were led by Kaysen Merritt, who won the men's pole vault with a mark of 14'5.5". So, and each team placed second in the conference. So good things going on there.
Hey, go ahead. Can I throw a question at Coach Burrows? I love the sub-regional. I love the best of 3. I mean, you're the home team, probably a little more pressure. If you have a bad game, you can come back. I love the series. The mentality for a head coach in that, Coach Burrows, are you throwing your number 1 game 1? Is there any saving? Is the timetable, like, from the sub-regional to the next round where you have to save pitchers or anything? How do you attack that?
Well, I mean, I think you're starting pitcher and you got to roll your best guy out there, because if you win the best of three, you go to the regional tournament next Thursday as well, so he's on normal rest. So, but you're right, though, Kurt. I remember, of course, back in the old days, we'd play a doubleheader on the first day, then the IF game would be on the second day, and doubleheaders are really challenging. So it makes it a little bit easier for the higher-seeded team. But we were talking about that this morning. There's more pressure in this best of three than there is at Wichita. We always felt that. I mean, you're playing somebody has nothing to lose. Everybody's 0-0. Postseason play is different than regular season play. You either win or you go home. And there is more pressure in that. And Dodge City is going to come here today, and they're going to be free and easy. And they're not going to. There's a lot of freedom to play when you're not supposed to win. So you just go out and play.
And that's what I was going to say, Coach. I mean, me, the dumb fan's going to look and say, well, they're not going to lose to the 12, but it doesn't always work that way.
My last year I coached, we were the second seed, and we won the East, but we were the second seed because it's the West turned to be. And we played Pratt, who was the 15th seed, and we went to the IF game. And it was a dogfight. Then we went to the regional tournament. And we boat raced everybody. There was one game that wasn't a run rule. So
I remember that.
You don't take these games for granted, you know. And your players kind of feel that pressure too. So, but it is what it is, and that's why it's so much fun.
Rama is Dodge City. I mean, pitching is key in playoffs. Do we know much on Dodge City? Do they have some horses out there that can do anything?
They've got a, you know, I'd say looking at their stats through the season, which I did the other day, they've got maybe one guy that's probably their dude pitcher. I mean, really, the staff is not really great. They've got a couple guys in the lineup that look like they've been productive as a season. It's been a little bit of a rough one for Dodge, but as Coach said, you know, once everybody gets into postseason play, everybody's 0-0, and they got to feel like, you know, hey, this what do we have to lose?
Hey, one more weekend, guys. Let's just go play. You know, let's play out of our minds, and hopefully the ball bounces our way. And the ball rolls your way in these short series. You just never know. Look at the Braves. I mean, they won the division title like what 75 straight years in a row.
Seemed like it, right?
And couldn't get to the World Series because
did we really need to bring that up?
Well,
wow.
Let's come in.
Shots fired.
I tell you what, I'm a Braves fan too, kind of roundabout. In the old days, that's all you could watch was TBS. And Del Murphy and Bob Horner, I became a Braves fan.
Yeah.
And Skip Carey. But back to your office, I don't want to play a baseball game in your office. I want to see you pole vaulting your office.
That would be quite. That would be worthy of KSOK video right there. I think.
I understand you got a lot of room in there, but how much height you got in that office? That's all. See. But if you're pole vaulting 1.4, then it's not going to be a big deal, though, right?
The pole would be taller than what I could get. I know that.
And Coach Burrows, I know. You know, last week when we had our show at the Native Lights Buffalo Grill, you were talking, you know, Cali could be a 2-5 seed. They ended up being the 5. And luckily, you've got a few days to get over that hangover, disappointment, whatever. And that goes back to the coaching, which Cali has great coaching. But, you know, you really hope that the guys don't think about we shouldn't be playing blah, blah, blah. I mean, just, like you said, it's a totally new season as of today.
Well, I mean, truthfully, there's not a lot of difference between the 6th-place team and the 8th-place team or the 7th-place team.
That's true.
They're at the lower end of their division. So it's all about this time of year. It's not about the best team. It's about the team that plays the best. And whoever plays the best is going to win today. That's all there is to it. It's like that all through the playoffs.
Well, hey, Charles, just since Coach had to give you a little jab there about the Braves, you know, just think about being the other side of that and having 21 straight losing seasons instead of 21 straight division titles. So, yeah, I had that as a Pirates fan, but I want to give some love to your Braves right now, because your Braves right now are 26-12, and I know I did not see that coming. So congrats on the start they're off to.
Yeah, I didn't see it either, especially with Spencer Strider on the IL to start. He's come back. Still doesn't look like the pitcher he was. But they're getting really good starting pitching, and Matt Olson has all of a sudden found his stroke, and Drake Baldwin, who used to play hockey in Wisconsin, is having a marvelous second year as a big leaguer, and he's just slapping it everywhere, and Ozzie Albies is showing back into form, and so, yeah, really excited what they're doing right now, but it is a marathon to October.
Hey,
so
it wasn't a dig either on the Braves. It just showed they were the best team during the regular season for all those years. Mm-hmm. And then the playoffs are a crapshoot. I don't care what baseball or football or basketball. Sometimes it just happens, and it's really hard.
so correct there. Would it be okay to throw out that the Braves did eliminate the Pirates, the favorite Pirates back in the early 90s?
That's between you and Rahman.
Get out of my brain.
He just declared war, didn't he?
He did. Well, and I don't know why, but I was just going flashing back to Sid Bream, a former beloved Pittsburgh Pirates,
beloved
home because Barry Bonds with his noodle arm couldn't get it in there in time, and Andy Van Slyke told him to move up a couple steps, but you know Barry Bonds, no need to do that.
I like it. That's your broadcast partner for the Cali Cup, and you were coming to his rescue, and he turned on you. So.
That's right.
I hate to go to break on the term noodle arm, but we're going to have Kurt one more segment, so we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back, and we're going to slip NHL. Kurt, I have all the series and where they stand at right now. And so,
yeah.
And so we're going to talk NHL when we get back right here on the 620 Sports Show.
Are you tired of flickering lights, unreliable sockets, or old wiring? Have you thought about upgrading your light fixtures or installing accent lights? It may be time to switch on to Mayfield Electric. We are a full-service electric company serving South Central Kansas with the ability to handle jobs of all sizes and types. With over 70 years of combined experience, we're ready to exceed your expectations when it comes to industrial, commercial, residential, oil field, and agricultural electrical needs. Mayfield Electric is a service-based company, and we provide free estimates. Call us at 620-218-4624 today.
Our doo-wop world is alive and well. The Burger Junkie is a time machine. I love the jukebox thumping, Jeopardy pumping. Burger's so good, my heart'll start jumping. You'll get your kicks, come and get your fix. The Burger Junkie on Route 166. Burger Junkie. Woo-hoo. Burger Junkie. Woo-hoo. Burger Junkie. Woo-hoo. Burger Junkie.
$5,000. That's the average amount of money people in the U.S. are now spending on gas in a year. $5,000. That's crazy. If you drive, you have to download Upside, the free app that gives you cash back every time you get gas. That's right. You can earn real cash back with Upside just by buying the gas you're already buying. You can literally start earning cash back today.
I use Upside every time I fill up, and I've already made around $200-$300.
You're putting gas in your car anyway. Why not get real cash back? If you like free money, download Upside.
I'm saving the cash I earn from using Upside to help pay for a vacation later this year.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code AIRPORT25 to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code AIRPORT25 for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code AIRPORT25 for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
Light up your night at Native Lights Casino in Newkirk. Enjoy thrilling games, mouth-watering favorites at Buffalo Grill Lounge, and unbeatable fun. Win, unwind, and savor every moment. Your friendly neighborhood casino awaits just off Highway 177.
The 620 Sports Show is sponsored in part by Cali College. Start your journey at Cali. With over 600 accredited courses, easy transfer pathways, and job-ready workforce training, we're here to help you reach your career goals. Looking for flexibility in your schedule? Many programs can be completed fully online. Cali is more than just a college. In Tiger Territory, you'll find the educational and community-focused opportunities for a well-rounded experience. Join us today and unlock your future as a Cali Tiger. Visit cali.edu to get started.
And we are back on the 620 Sports Show, and we have Kurt Caden still on the phone with us for another segment, and we are going to talk NHL right now. And Kurt, I'm going to start with the series that really just got underway. Sabres, Canadiens, Buffalo leads that series 1-0. And I mean, do you follow everybody, or do you know anything about these teams, or?
The West more. I'm a little more knowledgeable on the Western side, but. Certainly now there's fewer teams, and Buffalo is an amazing story. I mean, much like their football team, their hockey team, they've been waiting for at least a playoff run or something, and they've got the guys this year, and that place is one rowdy house when teams go into Buffalo to play. And getting Montreal after a hard-fought seven-game series with Tampa Bay where every game was decided by one goal, including a 1-0 overtime finish in Game 6 by Tampa Bay in Montreal. The Canadiens had to go back to Florida, and they win that Game 7, which is unbelievable. I was not surprised to see them go down, but it was only 4-2 last night. But Montreal has some dudes that can really skate. Cole Caulfield is an amazing talent to watch out on the ice.
Oh, yeah, and I'll tell you what, I've seen a couple of games here and there when I was watching the Stars while they were still in it. But let's see, the other, we're going to go to the 1-1 series, which is your Golden Knights and the Ducks. Of course, my, Las Vegas won the first game. The Ducks came back and won last night. That looks like that one can go a while.
It's gonna go seven, I think. It's really an interesting dichotomy of Anaheim, who's their young talent. In fact, guys under 25 in the playoffs, Anaheim has the most goals from guys under the age of 25 in the playoffs right now. They are young and fast, and they also have some experienced guys. John Carlson's 36. The guy's huge. He scored last night for the Ducks. Against Vegas, who really has a veteran group, a pedigree of guys with Stanley Cup experience, winning the Cup. They got Mitch Marner, who was at Toronto for years, and of course Jack Eichel, former Buffalo Sabre. I mean, there's so much talent on the Knights, but they really got worked last night by the younger Ducks.
And dare I say, quack quack?
Eddie Carmichael tells me that anytime the Ducks beat Vegas, so.
All right, Kurt, we got two more series left. The Hurricanes, they're taking on the Philadelphia Flyers. I won't say who they knocked out.
Yeah, I was gonna mention that real quick. Last time we had you on, you predicted it right. You said, hey, I like your Penguins, but I think that the Flyers are going to be a little too young and too fast and a little too good for them, and you were right.
Their goaltending has been really good. Philadelphia has come out of nowhere. After the Olympic break, Philadelphia, I think, had the best record in hockey, and that was an unfortunate matchup for the Pens, but I was impressed. Philadelphia was up 3-0. That series was over. Pittsburgh wins the next two games.
I know.
And had game six in Pittsburgh, and they went to overtime, which overtime playoff hockey is just insanity. And Philadelphia got that win. But dude, I was impressed with your Penguins fight back, and I always like to see Sid Crosby. I'd like to see him. He's been such a good ambassador in the league. Unfortunate to see him go down, but I think he's coming back next year.
Amazing. I mean, I look back at it when I was a kid, and it was Mario Lemieux, and then it went to Jaromir Jagr, and then Sidney Crosby. They've always had that guy.
He's
kind of passed the torch for the last 35, 40 years, which has been amazing. But, yeah, the Pens battled hard. I was proud of them.
Carolina is probably the odds-on favorite to win. They are just loaded everywhere. Had no problem with Philadelphia in game one, not a surprise. But game two, the Flyers were up 2-0 and squandered that lead. But I think Philadelphia is going to feel better about themselves going game three at home. A huge game for the Flyers. If they go down 3-0, it's going to be done.
Oh, yeah. There's no chance pretty much there. And we'll finish up with the Avalanche and the Wild. Colorado leads that series 2-0. And I tell you what, from what I've seen on highlights, Colorado is dominating that series.
Well, they had the most points during the regular season. They had a little bit of a struggle late in the year. Their first two games in the playoffs against the Kings at home, they won 2-1 games, and then they breezed through in L.A., and they breezed through the first two games against Minnesota, who had to be tired. The NHL, the way they do their playoffs is so weird. Minnesota and Dallas were second and third in points on the season in the NHL. And they had to play each other in the first round, just the way the playoffs work in the NHL. And that was a great series. I feel bad for your Stars there, Brett C., but Minnesota played well. But I think they're overmatched by Colorado. And tell you what, if the Avalanche can cruise through another series, the Knights and the Ducks both had to go 6 games in their first series. I think this series goes 7, and then you're going to have a well-rested Colorado Avalanche team waiting for them.
Oh, yeah. They could potentially get a lot of rest. And, Kurt, while we still have you on the phone, we're going to switch gears here real quick. Thanks for talking about NHL with us. But, you know, college basketball is looking to do some expansion, and I'll let Rama go ahead and tell us about that.
Yeah, so, you know, it's going to go from that format that used to be, 68 teams. Now it's looking to go into 76 teams. And, you know, it'll be its first major, you know, change that they've had since they grew to 64 teams back in 1985. What are your thoughts on that? Kurt, is that going to be something that's probably not good for the little schools, the small market ones, but it's going to be good for those, major market schools that can actually now have a chance to get a few more Big Ten, a few more SEC schools in?
Yeah, I think that's exactly it, Rama. I mean, you hear this and you're like, oh, good, some of the little guys will get benefited. No, let's get the 10th and 11th place teams from the SEC and the Big Ten because we want them in there. And let's ruin that whole first week, which is really the first four, I think, actually. I didn't love it at first. I think it's a great thing. and it spills into Thursday and Friday and Saturday and Sunday, the best 4 days of sport. And now that whole week is going to be kind of junked up a little bit, and you're just going to have a lot of other. Why do they keep wanting to reward and mess with something? I mean, of all the things in sports, Rama, the NCAA men's basketball tournament and the women's for sure. I mean, is there any better drawers than that?
Oh, no. They run it so well. It's been such a good thing. Why mess with it? I mean, I don't understand, too. It's got to be more money, though. I mean, more money.
Oh, yeah.
That's all it is.
All it comes down to.
Absolutely.
You know, and I'm guessing from what I'm hearing, what they'll do is just add four more first four games, and so they'll be three on one night and three on the other, or four. So, you know, it's going to be a total mess. And, you know, we're seeing, which I'm glad Rama put this down here because I was going to bring it up, but now we're seeing streaming services dipping into college basketball because here comes Amazon now going to be broadcasting some Duke games.
Amazon.
Hey, yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, they're going to carry three Duke games. It's going to be Duke versus Connecticut in Las Vegas, Duke versus Michigan in Madison Square Garden, and Duke versus Gonzaga, which will be in Detroit. And, so this is going to be interesting to see. Amazon taking on broadcasting those games. It'll be the first time that a streaming service, which already carries NFL and NBA rights, will step into college basketball. So just what we needed was, you know, another streaming service to try to make you have to pick up their services and go and watch the games.
It's a matter of time, right? Just a matter of time.
Could you pay a little extra now if you want to watch this game now? And it's just crazy how many services there are out there, and it drives me a little crazy.
Do you have like one streaming service, or do you have multiple yourself?
Well, multiple.
Yeah, that's how
multiple.
I know. I also think I don't have that many until I stop and realize how many we actually have, and I got to realize how many we're paying for.
And how many do you not watch until like maybe one thing comes on and it's like, why am I paying this much for this? And then, but we do it. Why do we do it?
Thursday night football.
Yeah, right.
Without it, like I'm miserable.
Yep. I mean, like Coach said, Thursday night football. Do you want to watch this certain game? That's why I have Peacock. That's why I have Amazon. That's why I have Hulu. That's why you have Netflix. The different ones.
I miss the John Madden days where he carved up the turkey on Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
we don't have that anymore. They're playing on ESPN at night, and they're playing in London at night. Like, what's up with this?
Yeah.
Now, I'm not getting paid by ESPN, but ESPN Plus, if you're a hockey fan, well, a lot of sports, but ESPN Plus is almost a must if you want to just see all. I mean, right now during the playoffs, all the games are on the regular ESPN, but during the regular season, you can just get ESPN Plus and watch any hockey game and watch any broadcast of those games, which is I really enjoyed this year.
That's a good plug for ESPN Plus.
And you're watching WWE. You're not fooling anybody.
I mean, you know, I may have watched WrestleMania 21 the other day or something, but.
And Rama,
here comes the closet, guys. Now the closet's getting empty.
Yes. And Rama, let's just go ahead and let the cat out of the bag about college football because now they're jumping into the mix. Go ahead.
Exactly, Brad. I mean, so we just talked about college basketball expanding, but according to the American Football Coaches Association, they voted last week to recommend increasing the college football playoff bracket to a maximum number of teams of 24. And what this would do, it would do away with conference championship games. It would end the season during the second week of January, and it would protect the Army-Navy games exclusive time window. But, yeah, so here we go. I mean, we're talking about going to 24 in college football bracket. That's probably going to be just the next step, and then it'll go from 24 to 36 to 48. Who knows?
Since we're talking about WWE, we need some intro music, like show me the money.
money.
There you go.
Ted DiBiase?
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, the million-dollar man. Is that who that was?
Yeah, show me the money.
You know, on the college football front, Rama, eliminating conference championship games, I'm actually not totally against because I think they're a bit of a waste now, and I also think it's crazy to keep having the quote-unquote bowl games. I mean, now you're just in a tournament, and I think it's kind of funky when they're like, oh, the Rose Bowl here, but it's not like it was back in the day. You know, when January 1st you wake up and you're going to watch all the games, you know, it's not really that anymore, and the pageantry of the bowl games has kind of left us now. So I'm kind of on board to move forward, and I don't know if I love 24 teams, but, you know, people love the brackets and people love tournaments, and so I don't hate that finish.
Coach Burrows has been shaking his head here along with you. He's been preaching this for a while, so go ahead, Coach.
I'm not a fan of the conference play. I mean, the conference tournaments either in college football. If I walk through the SEC and I'm the regular season champion, what else do I have to prove?
Yes.
There's nothing else. If I walk through the Big 12 season, if I'm Texas Tech, what else do I have to prove? It showed this year, if I lose that game, it hurts my seeding. Mm-hmm. And those guys, and you play 12, 13 regular season games, and now you're going to play in a conference championship, and the chances of those guys getting hurt just keep going up and up and up. So let's have the best players on the field.
And for what? You win that conference championship game, you get to hold the trophy, which is great, but shouldn't you just get that trophy for the long work of the grind of the whole season that you won?
Absolutely, and let's go the other way. Look at Duke. They won the ACC conference playoff, or the playoff game, or whatever it is, and they didn't get a bid, so it didn't do nothing for them.
True.
So, you know, it just don't have it. I'm with you in the minor and the bowl games. Eliminate those things too, because kids are entering the portal, and you go to a bowl game with 60 guys,
and
it's not a reward anymore.
And Kurt, you really got to cross your fingers and pray that this kind of theory of playing these games doesn't leak down to the NAIA level. I mean, it's just going to ruin everything. I mean, it's just gonna
Well, you know, at the NAIA level, we don't have the conference tournament championship game, so that's good. Yeah. And they just go into the playoffs, you know. But
if they get rid of the bowl games, though, Kurt, what are you going to do about your Poland Wheat Eater bowl game that you always attend? I mean, I know that's a big one for you. So
the Pop-Tart Bowl,
the Little Caesars Bowl. I mean, all these, you know, the Camping World Bowl. I mean, there's so many great ones out there.
This sounds like Cutthroat Thursday. We need to rename our show to this.
I know.
It's not 6-2-0, it's Cutthroat now.
back in the day, those were, you know, that was, you know, when – Of course, I didn't love when the Associated Press would vote on who was the best team. You know, there was some controversy through the years.
Right.
But overall, the whole bowl game system I loved as a kid and whatnot. That's what we grew up with. But I think, we're just in a different day and age, and I think you got to adjust and adapt, and it's not as big of a deal now to go to the Rose Bowl. You're just playing a game in California. You know what I mean?
I mean, it's totally like that, 100%. All right. Well, Kurt, thanks for hanging out with us for a couple of segments, and we'll talk to you soon. And we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back, and we're going to talk NBA and some Major League Baseball. But we appreciate you joining us and hanging out with us today.
Hey, Kurt,
love.
Hey, Kurt, I got to go back and get some ice because Roman's got a black eye right now. I wanted to know that.
Got bruised ego now.
Yeah.
If I throw the name Stan Belinda, that might be another gut punch to him.
Get out of here. Get out of here.
Oh, wow.
Oh, gas can Belinda.
He went straight for the throat. He quit hitting you in the eye, didn't he? He's a killer.
I do love me some Rama Peru, though. It's all out of love.
Oh, I know that. Thanks so much, Kurt. We appreciate you, bud.
All right, Kurt,
appreciate you guys.
Soon.
Yeah, thanks.
All right, bye-bye. That was Kurt Caden hanging out with us for the first couple of segments. We're going to take a quick break, and we're going to come back, and we're going to talk NBA playoffs. Just a really quick hit on that, because I want to get to baseball. We've got a lot of baseball to cover, so we are going to do that right after this.
Hey, it's James.
And Jamie.
From Friendly Ford.
James, have you done your taxes yet?
Absolutely.
Already?
Yep. I opened the envelope, got nervous, and put it back.
That's not doing your taxes.
It felt productive.
Well, for everyone who is getting a refund.
Must be nice.
It might be time for an upgrade.
Oh, using that tax refund as a down payment?
Exactly. Lower your payment, upgrade your ride, and start spring off right.
Because nothing says financial responsibility like finally replacing that car that sounds like a lawnmower.
Yours still does that.
Only uphill and downhill, and sometimes in park.
At Friendly Ford, we've got great deals on new and pre-owned vehicles.
And financing options for all credit situations.
So whether your refund is big,
or you're just hoping the IRS doesn't remember you.
James.
Kind of kidding, mostly.
Take that tax refund and invest it in something you'll love driving every day.
Turn your refund into an upgrade.
And start the season in a vehicle that actually runs right.
Come see us today.
Or visit us online at ArcCityFord.com.
In today's fast-moving job market, staying ahead means keeping your skills sharp. At University of Maryland Global Campus, we help keep your capabilities cutting edge with our skills-based education programs designed to move your career forward. Explore more than 135 degrees and certificates in business, cybersecurity, and more. Apply now and save with no application fee. Classes start May 13th. Learn more at umgc.edu. Certified to operate in Virginia by Shell.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm, and Chuck McDowell, definitely not an attorney. This is Chuck. If someone talked you into buying something really silly, and you want to get out of that silly little thing, my advice, get the facts. Call me, and I'll send you our timeshare exit kit absolutely free. Inside, you'll learn how timeshare works and all your options for cancellation.
Call Wesley now for your free exit information kit. 800-887-1010. That's 800-887-1010.
Your career awaits at Lopez Dorada Foods in Ponca City. We take pride in excellence with a dynamic work environment where you can grow. We are looking for individuals to join our team and share in our success as one of the largest employers in the area. With our competitive wages, 401k with match, health insurance, annual pay increases, tuition reimbursement, and more, we take great care of our employees. View open positions and apply today at LopezDorada.com. Or come to our open interviews at 2000 Howe Boulevard in Ponca City every Tuesday and Wednesday from 2 to 4 p.m.
Tu carrera te espera en López Dorada Foods en Ponca City. Estamos orgullosos de la excelencia con un ambiente de trabajo dinámico donde tú puedes crecer. Estamos buscando personas para unirse a nuestro equipo y compartir nuestro éxito como uno de los empleadores más grandes del área. Con nuestros salarios competitivos, 401k con iguala, seguro médico, aumentos salariales anuales, reembolso de matrícula y más. Cuidamos mucho a nuestros empleados. Vea los puestos disponibles y presente su solicitud hoy en lopezdorada.com o venga a nuestras entrevistas abiertas en 2000 Hall Boulevard en Ponca City todos los martes y miércoles de 2 p.m. a 4 p.m.
And we are back on the 620 Sports Show. And don't forget, next week we'll be hanging down at the Buffalo Grill. We'll be down there doing the show live and watching TV and sitting in that great environment, enjoying some great food and hanging out with Kevin and the gang. We will see you down there next week at high noon. Let's see, NBA playoffs are underway. Oklahoma leads that series 1-0 with a 108-90 win in San Antonio. And then now the series is tied 1-1 after San Antonio's win last night. And Detroit, who we didn't know would make it, didn't know if they'd make it out of the last round, right, did, and they played really well the other night. And you know, they lead that series over Philly. New York. The Knicks are leading the Philly 2-0. And I think Philadelphia is probably going to get swept. I mean, you got Embiid out now. So.
Yeah, boy, that doesn't look good. New York's been playing so well. I mean, that last game when they won to win the series against Atlanta, they were unbelievable. I mean, one led by as many as 61 in that game, blew out Philly in the first game with Joel Embiid. And then Joel, you know, comes up with an injury again. Darn it, you hate to see that for him. And a lot of people are questioning his toughness again. But without him, you're right. I mean, and they fought really hard last night, battled the Knicks tough, but came up short, and that's going to be a tough one without Joel if he doesn't play again the rest of the series.
When I first read that, I'm like, stop me if you've heard this before, but yeah. Joel Embiid's out.
Right after he just started to get some praise, too, for the first round series when they knock off Boston, and everybody really praised Joel for his play, and then right back to, unfortunately, getting some heat on him again.
And we'll visit where the NBA playoffs are next week, but let's get straight to baseball, Rama.
Yeah, the Royals, you know, they've been playing some good baseball. Yes. They lost last night 3-1, but really, you know, they were at one point 8-17, so they're 9-3 in their last 12. They're only a game and a half back of the Guardians, which are only 19-19, and they're going to wrap up that three-game series today at 1:10, and I guess that'll probably be on the air today, right,
yes,
Brett?
Yes, you can hear that on 103.3 and on 1280 AM KSOK. Pre-game's already started, so after we get done, flip over there, listen to the Royals. And, Coach, what has been the secret lately? Just doing everything at the same time, hitting, pitching?
Yeah, I think it's a simple formula if you can, but it's not simple to do. I still think, and you know what, some guys that really had good tournaments or the World Baseball Classic, Everybody had a little bit of a hangover to that, and I think those Royals guys did too. I mean, And the thing about it, I think what made it hard is you go play in that environment and you're that intensity, and then you go back to spring training, so you're on a roller coaster ride.
Yeah.
And I think there was a little bit of a hangover for those guys, but I think the division's just going to be that close. Though,
I wish they would kind of get rid of that, but that's just me.
Oh, I enjoyed it.
I know. I do. I mean, I enjoy
all the best players in the world were on the same TV screen.
So. I just hate watching my guys be tired.
Yeah.
Well, you're going to be tired anyway playing 162 games.
Yeah, that's a great point, Coach.
Well, you just mentioned some of the best players in the world. Well, how about Aaron Judge? If you guys are keeping up with what he's doing, he became one of only four Yankees in history to ever hit 15 homers in the first 37 games. And if this was anybody else other than Aaron Judge, you know, I mean, we'd really be talking about a lot, but it seems like we're just kind of ho-hum with this. Another old Aaron Judge season.
Pass the salt, no big deal.
Incredible what he's doing, isn't it? And he's got the Yankees at 25-12, and they've really righted the ship. They were 12-10 there and early on, and all of a sudden they've rattled off 13 of their last 15.
Well, they're good for now. We'll see what happens in July because that June swoon is going to hit you too. There you go again. It's all about start out pretty good, and then the warm weather hits, and then the guys go through some slumps. That's just the way it is. That's why they call it the June swoon.
Yeah, and I wanted to get your opinion on this, Coach. Tampa Bay Rays, 24-12 again this year, despite having a payroll that's 27th out of 30 teams. How do they do this year in and year out? Because since 2018, the Rays have had a 100-win season. They've had a 99-win season, 96 wins, 90 wins, 86 wins. We're 40-20 during the COVID-shortened season. And this is a team that every year is going to be one of the lowest five teams in baseball in terms of payroll. And they're going to, at the trade deadline, they're going to trade off some pieces, get some young prospects. How do they just keep being competitive in such a tough division, too?
It sounds to me like it's by design. So obviously they know what they're doing. They know what they're doing. And I'm glad you brought up the Rays. I just talked to a friend of mine this morning. He used to coach at Oklahoma State, and his son signed out of Stillwater High School. And he's in the big leagues right now with the Rays.
Oh, so, great.
Yeah, so I had a little bit of a history lesson. You know, they call him the big rig. I think his name's Ryan Vilade.
Okay.
So, yeah, he plays right field. He plays third. He plays a little bit of second. But they're good at finding those guys, dusting them off, stick them, and making them, put them where they're going to be successful. That's the key. I mean, putting your guys in the right position to be successful, putting them in the right spots.
Mm-hmm.
They're really, really good at it. They have to be good at it because look what they do.
It's phenomenal. When I looked back at that last almost decade stretch to see how they just have continued to be a constant contender in that division with teams like the Yankees and the Red Sox and the Blue Jays and the Orioles. I mean, it's such a tough division, and you're one of these teams that aren't paying those kind of payrolls like those other teams. For them to do it, I'm really impressed.
From a money standpoint, those four teams are probably large market teams, and Tampa Bay is a small market team. Mm-hmm. And to be able to go toe-to-toe with them and match them blow for blow, boy, it's a tip of the hat.
It sure is.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that is something. And, you know, we just talked about the Royals. We're going to stick in their division real quick here. You know, Cy Young winner Tarik Skubal, he is headed for elbow surgery. And he was diagnosed with loose bodies in his elbow, which, Coach, I had never heard of that. And it kind of – it's one of those things like turf toe. I kind of giggled when I heard it, but it sounds painful.
Everybody's got minor tears in their shoulder or loose bodies in their elbow if you throw a ball enough over your head. That's the way it is. So, but it's probably bad enough, and you know what? It's time to get it fixed because he'll be back next year better than ever. So,
yeah.
But it's also, is it his year? Is his free agent year?
I'm not for sure on that. I know he's coming off of back-to-back Cy Young Awards, which is one of the first pitcher in the American League in decades to do that.
Yep.
He's going to get paid even if he is Tommy John because he's just too good.
If they can avoid Tommy John, they're hoping there hasn't been a timeline on his possible return this season. But when you hear something like that, it makes you think that he could be on the shelf quite a while, Coach. I mean, what do you think when you hear something like that?
Like we talked a while ago, sometimes it's a matter of time.
Yeah.
And it's going to happen. So, you know what? I hate anything happens to him, but it keeps the Royals in contention. So I'm going to stick with my pick. The Royals are still going to win the division. So,
and you know, guys, which I agree with you, Coach. We had a couple of people who had an impact on baseball pass away. Of course, former Yankees radio broadcaster John Sterling. He died at the age of 87. He was on The Fan in New York City for so many years. He worked over 5,631 games. And, of course, he called all five World Series championship games. But heck of a broadcaster and one of those guys, even if you weren't a fan, you knew his voice.
Oh, yeah. I mean, iconic.
Yes.
And we talked about announcers last week a little bit about some of them that you grew up with, Coach, and who we all loved as broadcasters. And, you know, John Sterling being a guy that's a New York Yankees, I mean, that's as big as it gets, doesn't it, to be the guy that gets to call those games?
And not only did he work like 50 years in a row, 50 years he did it consecutive, too.
Yes.
Didn't miss any games.
Unbelievable.
Unbelievable. Had his own call. I mean, that was just like – Yankees win. Yeah, Yankees win. Like, man, I mean, you know who that guy was. If you're not a Yankee fan, you know who he is. It's like Vince Scully. You know who that Harry Carey. You know who those guys are. They're their own personality.
Mm-hmm. You know, and also Ted Turner, he passed away the other day, and Coach has talked, and we've all talked and reminisced. You know, he was the owner of the Braves. He brought the Braves to – he created WTBS. Mm-hmm. He created TNT, which we had an NBA show. He had World Championship Wrestling, which brought wrestling to WTBS. He brought a lot of sports to TV, but he also – and, Coach, I'm sure you'll agree, he is the reason why we have baseball all over TV today.
Oh, I agree. Yeah, he invented CNN as well.
Yeah, yeah. CNN, yeah.
Yeah, look at that. I mean, what shot off of that, you know, there's Fox News now and all that.
Yes. So,
yeah, for a baseball fan, I mean, he brought the Braves, and he put them on when he first started. When he first bought them, they were on tape delay. I don't know if you guys remember
that. I do remember that, yep.
And then all of a sudden, it was prime time, man. It was that was an evening event, or come home from college or whatever in the middle of the day and turn on the Braves or the Cubs, man. And didn't like either one of them until I watched them every game. Now I'm a Cubs fan and a Braves fan.
Yeah, yeah. You know, it kind of reminds me, and that not necessarily in personality wise, but he was one of those guys that you knew Ted Turner. You know, he was a big face of the franchise, kind of like a Jerry Jones almost. I mean, back whenever he was the owner of the Braves, you would see him around a lot, like a Mark Cuban. He was always around the team and involved, and he was so involved he actually managed the team for one day after they had a firing, and he became the interim manager and managed the club for a day.
I had forgotten about that.
Yeah,
Jerry Jones is doing the same thing. He just don't tell anybody it's interim. He's full time.
Oh, exactly.
Right. Yeah.
But yeah, he just had a heck of a impact on what we see in sports today, and you know, TNT, TBS, Cartoon Network. He just revolutionized TV.
Sure did.
And he passed away the other day. And you know, we're going to come back, and don't forget Royals baseball. We're going to have that for you on 103.3 and on 1280 AM KSOK. First pitch slated in about 20 minutes. We'll have that game for you. We're going to take our last break, come back, and talk a little NFL. Rama, somebody's going to visit the Steelers this weekend. Like,
I thought
if you were on the team, why are you visiting? But anyway, we'll figure that out next break.
The 620 Sports Show is sponsored in part by Cowley College. Start your journey at Cowley. With over 600 accredited courses, easy transfer pathways, and job-ready workforce training, we're here to help you reach your career goals. Looking for flexibility in your schedule? Many programs can be completed fully online. Cowley is more than just a college. In Tiger Territory, you'll find the educational and community-focused opportunities for a well-rounded experience. Join us today and unlock your future as a Cowley Tiger. Visit cowley.edu to get started.
Hey, it's James.
And Jamie.
From Friendly Ford.
James, have you done your taxes yet?
Absolutely.
Already?
Yep. I opened the envelope, got nervous, and put it back.
That's not doing your taxes.
It felt productive.
Well, for everyone who is getting a refund.
Must be nice.
It might be time for an upgrade.
Oh, using that tax refund as a down payment?
Exactly. Lower your payment, upgrade your ride, and start spring off right.
Because nothing says financial responsibility like finally replacing that car that sounds like a lawnmower.
Yours still does that?
Only uphill and downhill, and sometimes in park.
At Friendly Ford, we've got great deals on new and pre-owned vehicles.
And financing options for all credit situations.
So whether your refund is big,
or you're just hoping the IRS doesn't remember you.
James.
Kinda kidding, mostly.
Take that tax refund and invest it in something you'll love driving every day.
Turn your refund into an upgrade.
And start the season in a vehicle that actually runs right.
Come see us today.
Or visit us online at ArcCityFord.com.
Let's break it down on Crash Talk with Candy.
Pool's Body Shop, this is Candy.
Hi, Candy. I just got off the phone with insurance, and they're talking about shops in Wichita. Can't I just bring it to you?
Of course you can bring it to us. The insurance just gives you a preferred shop of their choice, but it's your choice where you bring your car to get fixed. We hope you pick Pool's Body Shop, but if you don't, just do your research and make sure they got quality, service, and honesty.
Call Pool's Body Shop in Winfield. Not all body shops are the same.
And we are back on the 6-0 Sports Show, and we're going to hop right into the NFL. And Rama, we talked about a little bit off air, but we're going to talk about it now. Aaron Rodgers, he is visiting the Steelers this weekend, and according to media reports, they're going to talk. There's no deal signed yet, but apparently, you know, Arizona was thrown into the rumors, but Ian Rappaport, who's on NFL Network, says that it's just pretty much a signature at this point, but we'll see.
Yeah, I think as any Steeler fan out there, myself included, we're just ready for a decision. Just already. I don't care if it's yes or no. I mean, and that's where it's gotten to. And it's sad, as a guy as good as Aaron Rodgers is, you should be really excited he's going to be joining your football team. But I'm just... the whole dragged out process of this. Last year at this point, Cam Hayward finally had to say, hey, you either want to be a Steeler or you don't. Yeah. And they asked Cam about that again about a week ago, and they said, are you almost to that point again, you know? And he played the company line and was nice about it. But, you know, inside they're all like, hey, man, do you want to be a Steeler or do you not? And what it's all coming down to, we all know this, is financial. They're just discussing behind the scenes, him and his agent, on last year he made 20. I'm sure he's looking around and seeing a lot of guys in the league making 30, 35, 40 that he thinks he's just as good as. So they're going to try to find out somewhere in the middle to make a happy deal for both teams, both sides. Right now, I'm ready for an answer. Coach, I know, like you said off air too, though, it'll be exciting to see Mike McCarthy, you know, new coach. And they cleaned house on all the assistant coaches, offense and defense, special teams, everything. It's a brand new staff. Mike Tomlin's fingerprints will no longer be on that franchise. It's exciting to see what, you know, as a Steeler fan, there's some hope there, but also we don't know who really the quarterback is of the future.
We're going to open up the offense with someone. We don't know who it's going to be with. Right. Our offensive playbook is going to be a lot thicker than it has been the last 25 years.
A lot.
Sure. And McCarthy doesn't look like he's going to be a fan of the circus.
No, he's not that way. He's not a flamboyant type. And I mean, it's the NFL. Those guys don't need – they got so many other things to worry about, and then those kind of sideshow distractions. I really do think Aaron Rodgers isn't a terrible person. He goes away and he does his own thing and he kind of hides out in the offseason and everything. But if he doesn't want all this attention on him, he's bringing it on himself, though, each season when we do this without giving answers and everything. I don't know.
I don't buy he doesn't want the attention at all. I don't buy that one bit.
I don't either. I think he's addicted to it.
Oh, he is. And let's jump to the Chiefs real quick, Rama, because you did something really cool here that I didn't even think about. You put the schedule down here at the bottom. Now, we don't know the dates yet, but the home games are going to be the Broncos, Chargers, Raiders, Patriots, Jets, Colts, 49ers, and Cardinals. Away games will be the Broncos, Chargers, Raiders, Dolphins, Bills, Bengals, Rams, Seahawks, and Falcons. Mm-hmm. Man, playing that West, that's good. Kansas City never has an easy schedule, in my opinion, but this is going to be another good one.
Well, I'm looking at this, guys. I mean, you know how well they play at Arrowhead Stadium. I mean, they're phenomenal at home.
Yes.
But if you look at their away games this year, obviously their division ones, Broncos, that's going to be a tough one. The Chargers, you know, that's going to be a tough one. The Raiders are an improved team. You got the Bills on the road. You got the Bengals on the road. You got the Rams on the road. The Seahawks, the defending Super Bowl champs, on the road. The Falcons, which are going to be an improved team. Wow, that's a lot of tough road games.
Tell me the week off in that schedule.
That's what I'm saying. You can't really find one, can you, Coach? I mean, I guess the one team I did not mention, there was one I didn't mention, the Dolphins. That's it. I mean, other than that, your other seven road games are all toss-ups.
And the Dolphins got new leadership as well. So
yeah, they do. Got a new quarterback, too.
And, I mean, you can always count on the Jets to stink. But I mean, other than that, it's like...
Well, I think they'll be better. I think Harbaugh's going to bring some stability. No, that's not... He's with the Giants.
Still got Aaron Glenn there in New York. But that's a home game. At home, you look at it, and they should take care of business at home when you got the Cardinals, the Jets, the Colts, the Raiders. And you still got your tough home games with the Broncos, Chargers, and Patriots, but you know, really, the home schedule is not too bad. The road games are what's going to be a tough slate for them.
And we're kind of hearing now that Patrick Mahomes may be ready. So and I read something on ESPN that the NFL is kind of waiting on scheduling a couple of games, because if Mahomes is going to play in that first week, they're going to want to put that somewhere.
Yeah.
And if he doesn't, then maybe, you know, maybe whoever starts, they don't, you know, Kansas City's not in that primetime slot.
He's such a freak talent. You know, he's in a league of his own, to where it doesn't surprise me that he's ahead of the process and that he's a competitor and he's going to want to be out there and want to be playing. But, Coach, you know, you deal with athletes that, you know, are wanting to come back maybe sooner than maybe they're supposed to. Should the Chiefs be a little leery about pushing Mahomes here, or should they be like, hey, this guy's just a different athlete, and he's ready. Let's go ahead and start rolling with it.
They're going to listen to the medical people, and if they say no, it's going to be no. I promise you, because you want him at the end of the season. You don't want him to get hurt early because he's not quite ready. But, like you said, he's a once-in-a-lifetime guy, mm-hmm. and what he does is crazy. I got a question for you guys. If you had won a lottery, you get to see one home game for the Chiefs, what game would you pick?
Ooh, okay, we got Broncos, Chargers, Raiders, Patriots, Jets, Colts, 49ers, Cardinals. What do you think, Brett?
I would probably take, I'd probably take the Broncos, honestly.
You know, I'm looking at it, I think matchup-wise, it would be really fun to be at that Patriots game. Yeah. But I'm with Brett, though. The Broncos, just because of that heated rivalry,
yes.
Just to be in the stands and those two fan groups, this don't like each other.
And watching Sean Payton and Andy Reid go at each other.
Yeah.
What's yours, Coach?
Crazy enough, maybe the 49ers.
That's not crazy. That'd be a good game, too.
That might be one of those high-scoring, like watching a pinball machine go off.
You're right.
Like 42-38 type game.
Shanahan does a great job there in San Francisco, and you're right. That would be a fun one. I think that one, the Patriots, the Broncos, heck, there's some good ones there. Oh, yeah. So the Chiefs
great
fans.
Schedule.
It is.
Boy, that road game against Seattle. I don't care who it is, man. When I see that home game in Seattle, I feel sorry for the other team.
Yeah, they got that 12th man, and it's something, isn't it, there? Boy,
it's brutal.
It is. But Kenneth Walker will be getting a homecoming, going back to Seattle, and leaving his Super Bowl champs to go be the new running back in Kansas City. So.
Yeah, it'll be kind of cool to see how. I mean, the fans shouldn't give him a hard time, Coach, but that doesn't necessarily mean anything.
That means he's going to get booed.
Pretty unmercifully, too.
I hate to say this, Kurt. Hope you're listening, but Kurt Caden and all of his friends will be in the stands that day, and we done saw how ruthless he is today, Rama.
That's not the same day as the Poland Weed Eater Bowl? Okay.
Well, then he won't be there. My bad. My bad.
No, that's a oh, Kurt, we appreciate him, man. So good to have him on the show.
It was great to have him on the show. And don't forget that go ahead, Rami.
Oh, no, I was just going to say one last thing, guys. Did you hear about this? United Football League's going to add an expansion team in Oklahoma City. They're going to begin playing the spring of 2028. The team will play in a downtown multi-purpose stadium that's scheduled to open the same year with a capacity of just over 10,000. So thought that was kind of neat. Oklahoma City's going to have a UFL team.
All right, well, let's go.
Yeah, well, I'll have to make a road trip down there and call a game.
Wrestling champion.
Oh, hey guys, we're just being interrupted here by a two-time World Wrestling Federation champion.
I can't get that. What's that guy? Oh, that's Hulk Hogan.
Oh, I just watched his documentary.
I go by Bozo Steve.
Oh. Bozo Steve.
Show me the money. Huh?
Because of his big feet.
That's weird. I've seen that guy, but I've heard him called worse.
And we have his agent, Mrs.
No, the owner. Is this the owner? That ain't the agent.
I am very sorry. I tried to lock him out.
Thank you, Miss Elizabeth.
Yes, thank you very much. And we're going to finish up there. Don't forget Royals baseball today. They're finishing up their series with the Guardians. That's going to be on 103.3 and on 1280 here in about 12 minutes. Cali baseball, 2:00 against El Dorado.
Against Dodge City.
Dodge City. I'm sorry. El Dorado was who played. Okay. Dodge City. And good luck to the Tigers today. Yeah. And Coach, I always ask you, and I'm going to ask you one more time. Key today.
You need to play good. You need to do.
Just get out of the gate and get that first win.
Yeah, and I'd be remiss. We need to have a shout out to the ladies softball team too. They got Casey Katie.
Yeah,
that's right.
At 5:00 or whatever.
They're at 5:00 in Overland Park. I'll tell you, if it's anything like yesterday, you check the Cali Twitter page because we did not start till 8:15 yesterday, and it was a 5:00 schedule time. So
we need to say good luck.
That's right. Best of luck to them. They're playing really good.
And it's so funny you say that because I kept trying to get the score for the morning. And I'm like, why isn't the score showing up? And then you put out something saying it start to 8:20. I was like, what the heck?
I know. That's what happens in tournaments, isn't it, Coach? Yeah. We had two, wild 10-inning games.
Madness last night. You got to play at midnight.
Yeah.
That's right.
And don't forget, everybody, we will be down at the Buffalo Grill at Native Lights Casino next week for the 6-0 Sports Show. Thanks for listening today. Shane will be here this afternoon for the afternoon drive, and I will see you bright and early tomorrow for the Get Up and Go Show. Have a great day, everybody.
This is 95.9 KSOK FM, Winfield, Arkansas City, Wellington, Ponca City, and Augusta. 95.9 KSOK Bob FM.
News. I'm Gianna Gelosi. The World Health Organization is trying to calm concerns of another possible pandemic after confirming 5 of the 8 suspected cases of hantavirus on a cruise ship with passengers on board in quarantine.
WHO epidemiologist Maria van Kerkhove.
This is not COVID. This is not influenza. It spreads very, very differently.
The ship is heading to the Canary Islands, where it's expected to dock this weekend. Officials are keeping tabs on 29 passengers who left the cruise last month.
Fox's Jonathan Savage. President Donald Trump touting good talks with Iran as the U.S. continues the blockade of Iranian ports.
The U.S. is reportedly seeking a 20-year ban on enrichment with additional punishment for Iran if it violates the terms, while also banning underground facilities and allowing snap inspections.
That's Fox's Jackie Heinrich. America's listening to Fox News.
$5,000. That's the average amount of money people in the U.S. are now spending on gas in a year. $5,000. That's crazy. If you